You are witnesses of these things. You will be my witnesses. This morning we heard from the ending of the Gospel of Luke and the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. Saint Luke wrote both his Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. One is a story of Jesus, the other is a story of the early church. The connection is the ascension. The Gospel of Luke ends with Jesus saying, "You are witnesses of these things." He said, "You are the people who have come to know me, who have spent time with me, who have seen my suffering, my death, my resurrection, who have received forgiveness and healing, and who are about to receive the power of the Holy Spirit." You, he says, are witnesses of these things. As the Acts of the Apostles begins, Jesus says, "You will be my witnesses." He says they will be his witnesses from Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that is exactly what they did after Pentecost. That change of verb tense from are to will be is central to who we are as the church. The ascension, when Jesus returned to his heavenly Father, marks that change. While Jesus was walking on the earth, people could directly see him, listen to him, come to know him. The apostles and the other disciples were right there in relationship with him and saw, they witnessed all that he did and said. "You are witnesses of these things," Jesus told them. After the ascension, those same apostles and disciples gave witness to all they had seen and heard. They, as a church, became the presence of Christ in the world. Unlike Christ, they were not perfect, yet the Holy Spirit was with them and guided them. They became witnesses to Christ as they spread out over the earth. How have we been witnesses to these things? How have we come to know Christ? How have we entered into the mystery of his death and resurrection? How have we experienced his healing and forgiveness? In my life, it started with my family when I was a kid, with my mom praying with me and my brothers at night before we went to bed and teaching us how to pray. It was my grandma taking me and my brothers to the parish cemetery to take care of the flowers and taking us each Thursday to the nursing home where we led bingo for the residents. It was my other grandma who fiercely made sure we cared for the people in our family who were in most need, needed the most help, and how we were called to do that with patience. It was being part of a retreat group of high school and college students who helped each other to grow in community and faith. Over the course of the years, there were many, many, many more people and things and events that helped me to grow closer to God, to help me to love the sacraments, to help me better understand the nature of the church. What about for you? Why are you here today? How have you come to know Christ? It might be worth reflecting on and praying about those questions in these coming days as we prepare for Pentecost. We are witnesses of these things. We have come to know Christ Jesus. Let's make sure we hold on to those experiences of God. That is the first half of what Jesus said. The second half is that we become witnesses ourselves. We then give witness to what we have seen and heard. We move from receiving to giving witness. And sometimes as Catholics, we think we don't know how to do that. We get scared. And yet it's pretty simple. We do for others what people have done for us. We listen to someone. We notice people in need and we help them. We do our best to be people of joy and hope. We pray for and we pray with people. We serve places like Father Carr's Carnival yesterday, or Bella, or Day by Day, or St. Vincent de Paul, or the food pantry, or many other things. We make time for prayer and Mass, even when it is inconvenient. We invite someone to come to Mass with us. We show that Christ is more important than any politician. We let go of grudges, resentments, and undue worry. We join a group to learn more about our faith. We display a crucifix or an image of Jesus or his mother. When someone is ready to listen and to discuss, we share who Christ is and why we follow him. We spend time with God. We spend time with people. And we try to make the connection between God and people. We go about our daily lives aware of what Christ has done for us, aware of his presence, and desiring for other people to discover what we have come to know. We have been witnesses to these things, and we are so grateful for that. We pray for the strength to give witness to the truth of Christ's death and resurrection, to the truth of Christ's deep love for us, of his desire for each of us to come to know and follow him.